Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. When it comes to family life, the Bible shows us both the good and bad for kings and commoners alike. Dads can avoid the mistakes their fathers made if they make peace with their dads and then resolve to be godly examples for their own kids. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Dr. Lutzer continues a series on reclaiming the family. Now he speaks again on A Father's Long Shadow and on the kinds of fathers some of us might be.
There's the alcoholic father. Won't say much about him. The next message in this series, by the way, is on abuse in the home. You need to hear it. The tyrannical father controls everybody through anger, through criticism, incapable of compliments. No matter what you do, if he does eke out a compliment, it is always with a warning or always with something negative, something that you didn't do. No matter how far you kick the ball, he always changes the goalposts so that you will miss. You get an A and he can't figure out why it isn't an A plus. He's never, never satisfied, the tyrannical father. But I run my home, and there are certain rules in this home, and if you're going to be in this home, you're going to obey, blah, 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 blah. And then the absent father, maybe absent because of immorality, absent because he ran off, shirking his responsibility. So now the daughter mistrusts men, throws herself at men, always comes up short on relationships, filled with jealousy, filled with intense insecurity, because she cannot trust the boy, has gender insecurity, wonders who he really is, growing up without a dad. And so those are the kinds of fathers that some of you need to be reconciled with, or you will perpetuate the curse. By the way, having listed all of these, it has often been said, you know, that a girl marries someone who is like her father, which explains why the mother of the bride always cries at weddings. How do you make peace with your father? Whether he's dead or alive, with his cooperation or without his cooperation, let me urge you to listen carefully so that you might be free. First, face the pain and tell the truth. Face the pain and tell the truth. See, what happens is, in the life of a child, and God has put this in the life of a child, he views his parents as those who cannot be wrong. That's why if you're an abused child, you probably think it was your fault, because mom and dad are always right. And even as an adult, it's easy to look back and to say, my home wasn't really an abusive home, or my home wasn't a dysfunctional home. Because you don't want to admit that your parents were what they were. Well, it's time you did, to simply say, Mom and Dad failed. My dad was thus and so. Speak the truth. The whole truth. But of course, nothing but the truth. But speak it. Face reality. Secondly, after you have done that, grieve the loss. Grieve the loss. When parents lose a child, of course we expect them to grieve. There would be something wrong with them if they didn't grieve. They weep, and they never really get over it. Now, you've not lost a child, but you have lost your childhood. And that's something to cry about. The opportunities that were lost, The what ifs of life. What if I'd have had a dad that would have been different? What if dad had been there? And so what you need to do is to grieve over that which you have lost. And in the process of grieving, to understand that God meets us in the midst of that grief. Be honest, be real, feel free to grieve. God gave us tear ducts, not a product of evolution. They are there so that we can weep. And some of you today ought to weep. You may be weeping in this message, and that's perfectly fine. If you can't weep in church and be accepted and loved, where can you go to cry your eyes out? Third, you choose to lay down the bitterness, to accept the fact that reality is reality, and if your dad is still living and he's still just as hard-hearted as ever, he's not going to change. Don't hold on to childhood fantasies. He probably will not. We hope that he will, but don't count on it. And what you do is you choose to bring all of that grief and all of that emptiness that you have felt and all that sense of betrayal, and you lay it at the cross. And you say, Jesus, you have forgiven me so much. I now choose to lay it down and to forgive, to take the poison and to spill it out. Finally, and this is most important, you now become acquainted with your Father in heaven, who is a father to the fatherless, the Bible says. God is there, you know, to meet us. And he becomes the nurturing father. In fact, in Isaiah, it even says in chapter 66 that the father says, I will nurture you like a mother with tenderness. Like a mother nurtures her child. We sometimes, when we think of God the Father, we think of the harsh side of God, the judgmental aspects, but I invite you to become acquainted with the tender-heartedness of God, the compassion of God, the love of God, the overreaching pity of God. I say that because I just read this past week, Psalm 103, where it says, like a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pities those that fear him, for he remembers our frame, remembers that we are dust. Your Father in heaven cares. And he can reach out to you, and even the vacuum that is in your life because of a not so good relationship with your dad, even that vacuum can be filled with a love of Christ. And God in the process may give you a surrogate father, someone who steps in, gives you a hug once in a while, somebody who becomes to you what you never had. That all happens within God's family. I urge you today, at whatever level you are, either as a Christian or a seeker, I urge you today to come to the Father. You remember that story that Jesus told about the prodigal son? He ran and was in the far country, you'll remember. And when he came back, his father saw him when he was yet a great way off. God sees you today, no matter where the state of your heart may be. Whether you're close to God or open to God, he sees where you are at. And then the prodigal came, who had dishonored his father and had misused his father's wealth and had shamed the father. And the father says, bring hither the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. For this my son was dead and is alive and is lost and is found. That's the way our heavenly Father welcomes us when we come home to him. The robe represents honor, the ring authority, and the shoes sonship. And the Father says, welcome home where you belong. It is much more important that you have a Father in heaven whom you can call Father than that you had a Father on earth. Despite all of the pain of fatherlessness, there is nothing as terrible as entering into eternity without a father. Our Father who art in heaven was sung to us. He's there for you and for me. Let us pray. So what do you have to tell God right now? What's on your mind? Are you prepared to make peace with your father? Fathers, are you prepared to connect with your children? The message has been altogether too hurried, but I pray that the Holy Spirit may do in your heart what needs to be done. And if you need to talk to God, you talk to him right now, because he's listening. The Father is waiting. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that the work that you have begun in many hearts shall be completed. And grant all who have listened to this message the grace to step to the plate and to say, today I'm going to live differently as a father, but also for those who say that as children. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. This is Pastor Lutzer. You might be interested to know that when I preached this message at the Moody Church, I gave an invitation for all those who needed to connect with their fathers, to forgive the past, possibly to be reconciled to them if it is indeed possible, to come forward. I invited them all to do that. And many, many, I don't know how many, 150, maybe 200, came forward. And it's been my privilege to preach this same message to Promise Keepers on three occasions. And each time the aisles have been filled with men. The last time I did it, I said, why don't you just talk to God out loud? And among the hundreds that came forward, I heard throughout the whole group, Dad, I forgive you. I forgive you, Dad. As the men were spilling out their own pain and their own hurt, finally laying down all of those offenses and hurts that were inflicted upon them by a father who either wasn't there for them or a father who deceived them or whatever. Now, I tell you those stories for this reason. What God has done in the lives of other fathers, he can do in your life. Right at this moment, I believe that perhaps one of the most important messages I ever have preached is the one that you have just listened to. I encourage you to get it on tape or CD or MP3. Play it for your family, for other families, and then respond to it as God would have you do that. Because unless we reclaim the fathers in our homes, I have to tell you very candidly, we've lost the American family. God help us.
Erwin Lutzer, concluding A Father's Long Shadow, another message on reclaiming the family. Next time, we look at abuse, sexual, psychological, and physical, the dark side of all too many families today. Reclaiming the Family can be yours on CD as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. For Dr. Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.